This is PCJ Radio International.
Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and as always, it's very nice to have you with us for Jazz for the Asking. We're going to begin today's program with a CD from a collection of CDs that were put out by Blue Note Records starting in the 1990s. There was Blue Note Plays Billie Holiday, Blue Note Plays Duke Ellington, and it's a series of compilations featuring some of Blue Note's biggest names, playing the works of legends such as Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington and others. This is from a release in 1996 called Blue Note Plays Sinatra, and that's the music of Frank Sinatra. There are artists such as Ike Quebec, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, Dexter Gordon, and others. The one we will listen to is Sonny Rollins and I've Got You Under My Skin. We'll be right back. Sonny Rollins, I've Got You Under My Skin. From the Blue Note release, Blue Note plays Sinatra. Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster recorded a classic album in October 1957 called Encounters. It features these two legends on tenor saxophone, all backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio. Blues for Yolanda.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster from the album Encounters, with backing by Oscar Peterson and his trio, recorded in October 1957. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Here's now a little bit of Jack Teagarden, St. James Infirmary.
St. James Infirmary, oldest blues I ever heard.
Jack Teagarden, St. James Infirmary, recorded live in 1946 in New York City. Now time for some popular standards. We begin with Ella Fitzgerald, Almost Like Being in Love.
Almost like being in love. All the love start to feel. I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
It's something daring, the Continental, a way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the Continental, because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the Continental, an invitation, moonlight romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly, her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying in the Continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the Continental, for it's the song of romance and of love. You kiss, kiss, kiss while you're dancing. How you sing while you're dancing. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with her. She's in love with you. You will find that while you're dancing, there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control. You will do the Continental all the time.
I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave.
Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be a swaying.
And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. If I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Joe, now all you gotta do is ask me, how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning?
Explain it away, baby.
Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning.
Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked.
Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack.
Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're finally caressing. Joe, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing.
Sass, if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell.
Oh, if I were a bell.
If we were a bell, we'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Sarah Vaughan, Joe Williams with the Count Basie Orchestra, and If I Were a Bell. Frank Sinatra, The Continental, and before that, Ella Fitzgerald with Almost Like Being in Love. Now, there's something that all those artists have in common. I should mention, of course, the orchestras for each of those recordings was different, but at some point or another in their career, they recorded with the fabulous arranger and conductor Marty Paich. In 1965, Marty Paich put out an album called Monin, which of course features a bunch of popular standards. Let's take a listen now to Cole Porter's Love for Sale, Marty Paich.
Thank you.
Marty Paich, Love for Sale. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Let's now move to Kenny Garrett from the release Happy People, released on Warner Records. It's called A Hole in One.
Thank you.
Kenny Garrett, A Hole in One. Let's now head to Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London in the United Kingdom with a recording made many years ago of the Stan Tracy Trio in a mellow tone. George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers with High Society. And before that, the Stan Tracy Trio, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London in the 70s with In a Mellow Tone. Well, we're now out of time. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by visiting our website at www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you all again very soon. Take care and bye-bye.